And she won. She won and made history by becoming the first Black woman to be elected to Parliament. So for every young people out there, you can make history as well. So if you want to do something that someone hasn't done, go for it. Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, Georgia, in USA in 1959, 1929, grew up in a segregated America, unfortunately. Wanted to see it gone, a campaign using peaceful means, won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He has a PhD and he's a Baptist minister and also led civil rights movement in the US from the mid 1950s until his death, really. And we have Rose Hudson Wilkin, also born in Jamaica, came over at the age of 18, trained as an evangelist, excuse me, and at the Church of Church Army College. In 2010, she became first female chaplain to the Speaker of the House of Commons, first Black British woman to become a bishop for the England, for the Church of England as well. We've got Marcus Garvey, born in Jamaica, 1887, Black nationalist, a leader of
Where is London?
Pan-Africanism.
No, I'm laughing.
Please mute yourself, thank you very much. Set up a newspaper, Negro World, and start up a number, a numerous number of businesses, and also encourage separation of the race. And we have Doreen Lawrence, for those of you that may know this, born in Jamaica, 1952, had three children, but in 1993, her son was murdered. And she campaigned to get justice for her son, as the police did little to help bring the killers to account. An inquiry into the police found that the Metropolitan Police was institutionally racist, and she campaigned against racism. And in 2003, she received an OBE, and now she's a baroness in the House of Lords to compensate for that, I believe. John Blank. So this is arrived in England. Please mute yourself, Abbey, I believe. Kindly mute yourself, please. Thank you. He's a musician and worked in the outer courts of Palace Henry the Seventh and Henry the Eighth, so which is the father of Henry the Seventh. Found out that he was being paid less than white trumpeters in the King Henry's the Eighth's court, and asked for a pay rise, pay increase, and he received it. So, yeah, don't be scared to go for what you want and ask questions. And Nelson Mandela, lastly, born in South Africa in 1918, he was against the. It was against the in 1948, he was against the apartheid legislation and was imprisoned in 1962 for challenging the government. He served 27 years in prison. And after coming out, he came out as a hero. He was awarded the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize in 1993. And he became the first Black president of South Africa in 1994. Hope you guys were able to pick up something you've never known, and you've learned something new from this. Really hope so, and wish you'd continue to, learn more of our history, not just leave it till October, okay? Yeah. So moving on to the next thing in the program. So we'll be having today. We've got two speakers. And they will be talking on, well, our topic today, actually, by the way, is choosing your friends, choosing your friend. So, and in relation to the presentation to remember Black History Month, a lot of these people, I'm sure they picked friends that look like where they want to go, and or friends that is also heading towards where they want to go, or also have high aspirations as they have as well. So, you know, where you want to go, let it determine the friends you choose, okay? Let it determine your friend and those you hang around. So let your friend look like where you want to go, and let them reflect your aspirations and where you're headed, okay? So our first speaker, okay, would be Mr. Olatunji. And he will be talking about, he will be speaking about how to choose your friends, the right friends. Okay. So Mr. Olatunji, the floor is yours. Feel free. Thank you. If you're speaking, you're on mute. Mr. Olatunji.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. I didn't know. Okay. Yeah, thank you, everyone. Good evening. Thank you for coming today. It's a very, very important topic. We might look at it as a trivial issue, that's choosing your friend. Everybody choose their friend. It's easy. But I can tell you it's a very, very sensitive thing. Because as the adage says, show me your friend now, and I'll tell you who you can become. In 10 years, this is not a magician. You don't have to be a prophet. It is actually true. So choosing your friend is very, very important. So for instance, if I want to start my discussion now, before you say you want to choose your friend, you must initially define yourself. It's either who you are, if you know yourself already, or who do you want to become? As for the teenagers, you need to know who you want to become before you can even think of, oh, who are my friends, or do I have good friends or not? And this is how I'm going to define it, just to adapt to what we're going to talk about today. It might not be the standard definition of friendship or friends, but this is just a definition to adapt to what we want to talk about. Friends is the very close person that you talk to, you see face to face, not Facebook friend, not social media friends, TikTok, not those things, Instagram, no. We're talking about face-to-face friends. These are the friends you see in schools for teenagers. These are your daily friends you see in schools. The one in communities, we're talking about churches included as well. Mosques is included as well. Play centers. These are the friends I'm talking about. Families, you go to your family friend, close family. All these people that you see, you find happiness in them. These are what we call your friends. And the key thing we want to talk about today is, how do you recognize a good friend? How do you recognize them? First thing, as I said, as I started, you need to initially look at yourself. Who am I? All right, as a teenager, all right, I've been told at home, I need to do good in school. I want to make sure I'm headed to my A levels or GCSE. You want to make sure you get your good result. Maybe your aim is to get 6 and 7, you know, overall, every subject. You've defined yourself as a teenager heading towards GCSE. For instance, A-level students, or probably you find yourself in college as well. You want to get your full extended diploma. You want to make sure you get this star, or probably distinction. You have defined yourself in that regard. Same thing with A-levels. You want to make sure, because of the university you want to go, you want to ensure you get to the university. And the only way you can get to the university is to get definite A. Let's say we don't want to key on A star. Let's say we say A, 3 A's. So you've defined yourself in that regard. So what you need to do after that is to look for similar minds. Who are the people aspiring to do what I want to do? And it's very important you select your friend first. Because if you don't select your friend first, you're going to be part of someone else's plan, which means someone else will select you. And the reason why they select you is because you fit into their plan. That's why it is very, very important. It's not a speedy thing. It's a mindset. It's not, I have to select you first. Because teenagers in the house will be wondering, what do I mean? I have to select you first before. No. I'm not saying it's a speedy thing. It's a mind thing. It might be coincidental. It might happen to be the friend select you first, but it must be a thing that's come from your mind that this is my choice, not you selecting me so that I can be part of your bad friends or the friends that you want to. For instance, I'd like to go on a bus for the teenagers in the house. Maybe you've been told to go on a bus from school to the house, but you've got some friends. They just come to you. I don't mind. Maybe Elijah or Samson, I don't mind. Do you want to join me on tram? Don't worry. I can sort you out. I'll give you some money so you can get on tram. That is an example of what I'm saying. If you don't have your own plan that, I'm told to get on the bus to get to the house for the reason, then you're going to be part of somebody's plan because that person has got a plan. He's got a reason why he want to get on the tram. And I'm sure one day there'll be no money to get on the tram and you find yourself in a mess. So you need to have your own plan. This is my plan. This is what I'm doing. My mom and dad has told me this. And I think, yeah, it's good for me. It's part of my plan. So if I want to choose my friend, they'll be around my plan. They'll be the one that goes on the bus. Or if I don't find any, they'll be the one that think like me that wants 6 or 7, you know, it's GCSE or one that wants A's. And they're aspiring to go to a better university for that reason. And also in A-levels, the same thing as well. So you need to make sure you define yourself so that you're not part of someone else's plan. They can be in your plan as far as your plan is good. Don't get me wrong. Your plan must be good if you define yourself because you can be in a good, bad plan as well. You're finding people to join you. That's not what we're discussing here. You must have a good plan for your future as a teenager. And then you can look around for your friends. It's not too late to change friends because what I'm going to discuss tonight, I believe you'll be able to identify one or two that, maybe this friend fits into what I'm doing or what we are talking about today. And this applies to adults as well, because we learn every day. So if we define our friend self first, we know exactly what we want. Then we can now talk about how do we identify the friends around us? Because I wouldn't say any teenager in the house now don't have friends. 3-year-old, 4-year-old, they have friends. Especially when they go to church or mosques, they find people to play with. So our discussion today is more about identifying the friend, the existing friend, and look at these criteria if they possess all this quality. And if they don't, you need to think twice. The reason why I say you should think twice is you are likely to be part of their plan because everyone has plan. There's no idiot in this world. Everybody in this world has their own plan. And it's just a matter of you identifying yourself to avoid being as a plan of someone else. So that friend, if you think you are a friend now, one of the key things you must see in that friend for you to know that you're not part of his or her plan, it fits into your plan according to what you've been told and according to what you're aspiring to become in future. It must be a friend that is honesty. It won't be dodgy. Something happened and he tried to tell you otherwise. No. It must be a friend that will come out regardless of what you're going to say about what happened or critics. Or it will come out and say the truth. Always the truth. He's honest. You will be able to count on the friend and say, I know you're saying the truth anyway. And it must be totally true. I mean, verifiable truth. So not just you take their word for it. Don't just take the book as they look from the cover. No. Trustworthy friend. A friend that is truthful, and immediately you start verifying, that my friend, I trust that my friend, it become part and parcel of both of you because it will be someone that tells truth at all times. And that's going to inspire you as well. Imagine somebody telling you truth at all times. You won't have any reason to lie to that person because it's a thing of loyalty. When you're loyal to me, you tend to be loyal. It's a subconscious thing. You become loyal to that person. So that's one of the key things that you need to recognize, and it's very, very important. Honesty. So another one I'm going to talk about is, tell your friend must not be judgmental. Everything criticizing you, judge you on everything. Oh, you're not doing good. This is not the right way to do it. Everything is not encouraging you about it. So these are friends that you should look around and say no, because a friend should not be that. So you should be able to look at this quality in that kind of friend. If it's a friend that judge you all the time on everything, oh, you're not doing well. Oh, probably the other friend can do better than you. Oh, that's not the way to do it. He can actually do better than you. You should be able to look at this because it's a sign of discouragement in your mind. You feel like, oh, I'm not doing very well. And it's not good for your well-being as a whole, because you won't be happy finding yourself in a situation whereby you're scared to do something because your closest friend that you like so much is going to condemn you about it and say, he can do it better, she can do it better. You're not doing very well on that. So you should be able to look at this angle as well. I'm not saying if you notice this in your friend, run away. No. It's a thing you can speak to your friend. If you want to be a good friend of mine, I don't think this is what you have to be doing. Maybe you should find a way of encouraging me. And I promise you, I'm not going to be doing the same to you. I'll make sure I won't be comparing you. I won't be judging you on things. And you can work things out from that way. Because if you want it from your friend, you should be able to do it as well. And if your friend maybe see you doing it all the time, he or she can change his or her mind. But if that's not happening, I think you know the decision to make in that regard. So your friend, another key point, key number three. I've got 7 points down here. Key number three, your friend should be able to accept you for who you are. Not that it looks a bit of similar to what I've discussed earlier, but it's unique on its own. Your friend should be able to accept you for who you are. You don't have to be over-impressive, try to do something, especially when your friend is around. You need to be someone else so that your friend can accept you. You should look at your friend in that way. If you have a friend like that, that all the time, you need to be more than who you are just for your friend to be happy, then we should be checking that out. That's not a good quality of recognizing a good friend. Your friend should be able to take you, for example, if you don't have an iPhone, your phone is still, maybe your phone mom or dad gave you crap phone to school. Your friend should be able to still be your friend. Not because you don't have TikTok on your phone today. Come on, just go. I don't like that, your phone. No. That's not a friend. Your friend should be able to accept you regardless of what you are. Your friend should not be able to spot you and say, look at your shoe. Wow, that's crap shoe. No. Your friend should be able to accept you for who you are and take you that this is my friend and I'm not going to find any fault in him or her. That's what a friend should be. And if you find a friend that all the time is just been looking for anything just to criticize you, these are the things you should look at. And you should be able to figure it out that, oh, this is what I'm going to be thinking about our friend. And I'm not saying if you find this about your friend, just make a quick decision. No. Try and encourage your friend. That's not the right thing to do in terms of encouraging me, because we want to be together and do things in a very good way. Try and tell you are your friend. But if things are not working that way, don't be scared to leave that friend. And like the way I started my point, if you define yourself that this is who I am, this is where I'm going, friends, good friends will even find you. Even if you don't find them, they will find you because they will know you for who you are. Don't worry, it might take time. Yeah, you might find yourself in year 8, year 9. You lost 2 friends. There's only one person that is speaking to you. And that one person, when he speaks to you, immediately when all the other friends are around, he leaves you again and go to other friends. Don't worry. Just be yourself. Keep doing the right thing. Keep focused. The good friend, they will pick themselves up and come to you. That's the way it works. It might take time. It might not be working in the park the way I've said it, but yeah, it's going to happen. And another thing is trustworthiness. I know it looks like honesty, but you should be able to trust your friend. You should be able to trust your friend. Trust is a very, very vital thing. Trust is a very vital thing. Not in every case you can trust people, but you should be able to develop a level whereby you can trust your friend. It is very, very important. Develop to a friend a level whereby you can trust your friend. What do I mean by this trust? Even if your friend is not with you, someone came and they said, wow, your closest friend has got in trouble, and he mentioned your name. You should be able to say, no. I know it won't get in trouble. That's the first thing. And I know even if it gets in trouble, he or she gets in trouble, he's not going to mention my name because we know each other. You should be able to trust your friend. The same thing your friend should be able to trust you. It's not a thing that you can develop over a week or a year. It's for a period of time. You'll be able to be doing things and then you find out that, yeah, I can actually trust. It might be you started the trust even just by knowing the parents or knowing other friends in the church or in the mosque or in the community as well. You should be able to trust your friend. If you don't trust your friend, teenagers in the house, it's a dangerous thing. Because someone you don't trust, you can't say, this is my friend. Yeah, because an adage that says, show me your friend and I'll tell you who you are. Imagine you don't trust a friend, it's a bad person, entirely bad person, and he's claiming to be your friend. And you are telling everybody, yeah, he's actually my friend. What people would think of you is, oh, you're the same kind anyway. And they will conclude, just make a conclusion without even knowing you yourself. So you must be able to trust your friend. It is very, very important. So for teenagers as well, you must be able, as a friend, you have a friend, you are not adult for now, you don't have bills to pay, you don't have anything to do. You must find a friend that must discuss solely about education, school, your friend. At least out of your 50% or 60% discussion you have must be about your education, about the subject you've done, about you, what you want to do in terms of life, and about the assignments that you've been given, about things of the school. 60% of the time, I'm not saying, oh, it has to be that alone. At least 60% of the time, a friend should be willing, as a teenager, aspiring to go to maybe uni, you want to do your sixth form, you want to do your college, you're in secondary school, you want to do CCS. 60% of your discussion should be around your education. What is in the class? What new thing you're learning? What you find? It must be that. It's not going to be a situation of what happened on TikTok. What happened on TikTok or what is trending on Instagram? No, it should be mostly about your education, what you're aspiring to become. Find a role model. For instance, maybe you want to be a doctor. Find a leading. We've done Black history from the old, tell us a lot about Black history. Find a mentor that have done so wonderful thing that no Black has done, or probably in a difficult way, and become a doctor. Just find out and make it a point of discussion with your friend, and then you start to look around this thing. That will give you a bit of inspiration. Not a discussion that is trending, that people that are fighting each other, the makeup that is trending now, not those ones. It should be 60% discussion of it. If you find a friend that is just about social media gist and then movie gist, maybe 60% or 70%, guys in the house, that's not your friend. That's not your friend, because it's just going to develop what we call neurons in your brain. And that's what you're going to be thinking about at all time. That's what you're going to be thinking about at all time. In most cases, instead of you to think about positive things, that's what you're going to be thinking about. And it's not going to be what you define yourself to be, especially the target, for instance, that you set for yourself. So we should look at that as well. And your friend as a teenager, your friend, even as an adult as well, I wouldn't have a friend that gets in trouble all the time. Your friend must not be the one that gets in trouble. If you notice in just 1 year, your friend has been in detention 3 times. No, that's not your friend. Just, you don't even need to discuss anything, okay? That one doesn't, to me, doesn't warrant any discussion. You don't have to ask your friend, why are you getting in trouble? No. If it results into detention at least 3 times within a year, that's trouble. That's trouble. I know there are incidents in school whereby it's not actually totally your fault. It was peer pressure and bad decision at the time. Yeah, maybe one off, one in 2 years or one in one. Yeah, one off, not serious. But when it gets repetitive, like 1, 2, 3 in a year, that's not your friend. So you should avoid a friend that get in trouble at all time. So if you know, oh, my friend, this one, you're part of my four friend. Oh, nah, you're not gonna be, no. I'm sorry, guys. If he's part of us, we're not gonna, because they're gonna look at us as the same. So these are very vital things that we need to be looking at as well. So most, the final point I'm gonna mention, your friend should be able to celebrate your victory. So a friend that is full of envy, it's a dangerous thing. It's a very, very dangerous thing, especially for teenagers. I've seen the fight back of it. This it leads to so many things that teenagers do subconsciously. They do subconsciously wrong things. And this started from envy. So if you have a friend, maybe in class, you got 70 over 100, your friend got 48. Your friend should be able to be, he or she should be happy with what you got and then try to encourage you. Come on, give me a clue. I need to do exactly the way you're doing. Let's do something and so that I can be who you are as well. So that's going to be a good friend. But if you find out that friend and every time you've got a good score, the face changes and it's just not happy for some reason. You should be able to look at this as this is a developmental level of envy and it can develop to another thing. To find a way not to expose your mark and try, if possible, get a friend that get a similar score like yourself, even better score, so that you too can look forward to what you can even do better than what you're currently doing. These are vital points. It might look like these are small things, but I can promise you, teenagers in the house, if you take, just check all these points and do a tick on each of your friends. Maybe for instance, you have 4 friends. If you do a tick and see if any of your friends don't pass this 7, if they go, maybe we can manage 6 if it's not a vital point that is missing. If it's 5, if you think it's a workable one, yeah, you can try. But if it's not workable one, I will suggest you look for a better friend. Or you take your time and I promise you, better friend will find you. Just to round up on what I've said today, I define friendship as somebody close to you, you always talk to, and the friendship we're talking about today, these are not social media friendship. No, these are face-to-face. The one you see in schools, in communities, I mean, community centers that you go to, even churches, mosques as well, play centers as well. The one you meet in families, because you sometimes follow some family to the other family and you tend to become friends in that way. These are the friends that I'm talking about. And I identify these friends, how you can identify us on these 7 points. But before you can identify them, because you yourself need to figure yourself out. Who am I? You need to make sure you define yourself. You know exactly what you want. Aspiring for GCSE good results. Yeah, you need to know that GCSE, BTEC in your college and also A-levels. You must be able to identify all this. That, yeah, that's what I want to achieve. Then that is when you can now look at the friends you have and figure out based on this point. But if you fail not to identify yourself, like I said, you're going to be part of someone else's plan. So if you want to create your plan and be successful in the way you deal with friends, so that you can get to where you're going, you need to identify yourself and make sure you're not part of someone else's plan. One of the points, honesty, I talk about honesty, being non-judgmental, trustworthy. You should be able to trust your friends. Teenagers, they should be willing to discuss something educational, something about your school, at least 60%. I'm not being mean here because I don't want to say 80 or 90%. Some of you will say, no, Uncle, that's too much. But yeah, let's say 60% of the time is very, very important. And also, as a friend, not friend getting in trouble all the time, no. Like you said, 3 detention in a year is terrible. Don't say, no. Most of it are not, no, it's terrible. It's terrible, okay? It can lead to something else, especially when you get to your 14, 15, 16 years of age. And also, your friends should be able to celebrate your victory. You should be able to do the same as well, but your friends should be able to celebrate your victory, not being envious at all time immediately when you get a good score. And I'll say thank you. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was amazing. And thank you for summarizing as well the key points to pick up. So I'm sure every young person in the house are taking note and would reevaluate some of their friends and also assess themselves as well. So thank you. So next, we are going to do as our usual, have a Kahoot game. And just to bear in mind that you can win up to £20 High Street voucher of your choice on this quiz. So I want everybody to participate, young and old, you know, and these questions are based on a bit of maths and some current affairs as well. So if you watch the news and the maths is median, mean, mode, and then current affair news. So if you listen to the news, I'm sure, you will be familiar with some of the questions. So get ready, guys. I'm gonna share my screen now so you can grab a phone or something, a tablet, and try and join in. So you should see my screen now, and bear with me. Okay, the pin should be generating itself shortly. There you go. So if you're playing this for the first time, all you need to do is go to this website, www.kahoot.it. Once you go in there, it would ask you for a PIN and you enter this number. And then it will bring you here on screen. You'll be able to see yourself. So you can put a nickname if you don't want to put your name. And if if you're happy to put your name, you can put your name as well. And then send me Elijah, Dami. Nice one. So guys, keep joining in. We'll just give you a few minutes to join the game. And like I said, you can win up to £20 High Street voucher of your choice. So the winner, first, second, and third, you email us your details and your email address or something and your preferred choice of voucher. And then we can send that across to you. So we've got 7 people. Feel free to join. Adults too, we don't discriminate, okay? This is a brain exercise and also just to have fun as well, educate each other and also have fun at the same time. So feel free to join, adult and young people. We won't hold back your voucher if you win this as an adult, okay? So feel free to join. You can join on your phone or tablet or something. Okay. So we've got 9 people. I'll still give it another minute to allow more people to join if they want, in case anyone is struggling to join as well. We'll give them some time to do that. Ooh, is that the real Davido? The upcoming one, I see Davido here.
I've
got 11 people now.
Sorry,
could you mute yourself? Oh, great, thank you. We've got 15 people, nice. Glad to see everyone joining and not shying away. feel free to join. Don't be shy. It's okay if you're not that great at maths. You can brush it up and also have fun at the same time. You know, one of the best ways to learn and tackle your fears of maths, if that's what you're afraid of. What's the worst that can happen, eh? Okay, we've got 16 people. So I think we're good to go now. Okay, so get ready, everyone. We still got someone joining. Michael O. Okay, I'll just give it 30 seconds more in case we have anyone else that's been struggling to join and they haven't. Just let them get their bearing. So 30 seconds more, counting down. I would guess that 30 seconds is up now. So ready, steady, we'll start. Here we go, choosing your friend. Countdown. So you gotta be fast as well. Find a mean in the following numbers. So we've got 13 seconds. So this is not just about the right answer. You also need speed as well. So if you know the answer, you need to press the correct one quickly, as fast as you can, okay? Boom. So we've got 6 people that got that correctly. Let's see who they are. So the correct answer is 23, as you can see. So we've got Kane Day. Oh, nice. Okay, next. Well done, Candy. What is the median in the following numbers? So the time is ticking. Like I said, it's not just about getting the right answer. You also need to put some speed on it to get the whole mark. 6 seconds to go. 4 seconds. That's it. Okay, so you seem to have 3 people that got the answer correctly. Who are they? Okay, we've got a new person leading now, taking over from Candy, is Dami. Okay, next one. Well done, guys. Find the meaning of the following numbers. Okay, 16 seconds. Speed with correct answer gets you on top there in the first place. So if that's what you're aiming for, that's the secret right there. 3 seconds. Okay, we've got 6 people that got the answer correctly. Let's see who was the fastest. Dami. Okay, Dami's holding the front. Next, find the median in the following numbers. 14 seconds. Correct answer with speed. Mr. Ali, please mute yourself. 3 seconds more. 1 second more. Here we go. 8 people got that correctly. Let's see who they are. Dami leading. Wow. Dami is here. It seems like Dami is here to stay at that number one spot. But let's see. Who's willing to challenge that? Find a mode in the following numbers. Okay, 11 seconds. Correct answer with a quicker speed gets you at the top if you're aiming for that. And that's ready. Ooh, 14 people got this correctly. Wow, this is a race for life right here. But Dami's still holding the first place, still holding the first place. And we've got Davido as well. Davido, I'm hoping you would, you know, give us a song at some point. Find the meaning of following numbers. Okay, so we've got 16 seconds, 15 now, 13 seconds now. So correct answer with speed gets you the number one spot if you're aiming for that. Okay. 1 second up. Okay, we've got 3 people that got this correctly. Let's see who they are. So Dami's still holding the first place, and we've got Top Guy. Well, Top Guy, good job coming back on top. We've got Michael as third. Okay, the next question. Find the median in the following numbers. Okay. So we've got 15 seconds now, 14. Correct answer with the speed of light gets you at the top. Okay, so you just got to be fast knowing the correct answer as well. Second, zero, time up. 11 correct answers. Let's see. That seems like a lot of people. Let's see. Oh, Dami's still holding the front. And Top Guy second and Michael O third. Turbulence has hit relationship between the UK and France. What is the cause? So this is the current affairs question. So if you've been listening to the news, most chances are you would know this. And if you haven't been listening to the news, try and start doing that now. Even if it's for £20 high street voucher, it's worth it, okay? Seven people got the answers correctly. Fishing rights is the problem, okay? Oh, well done, Dami. Still holding the front, Top Guy and Michael O. Wow, who is gonna move these guys from the top position? Dustbin Baby, the story of a teenager who sets out to discover her origin is based on what? Have a go. Correct answer with speed gets you the answer once again. So these are for the readers in the house. Seven correct answers. Who is that? Ooh. Dami's still holding the first front. We've got another upcoming on the fourth, but still the same top three. Well done, guys. What is the name of a schoolgirl that was awarded recently for educating teens about issues such as racism and sexism? Okay. If you've been listening to your news, maybe it's like reading a book, you would know this one. So correct answer with a speed of light gets you two people. Oh, two people got the answer correctly. This is a tight one. Whoa, we've got Top Guy. Top Guy, well done. You're the top now. And we've got Dami pushed down to number second place and Michael. We've got Michael O in a fourth place. Okay, getting interesting. Who is Laura Muller? Okay, who is that? Who is that? Well, let's see who knows who she is. It's a correct answer and at the fastest speed. And maybe you can just be at the top and first place. We've got seven people that knows the answer. I got it correctly. Let's see who they are. Okay, Top Guy is still holding the top front. Top Guy, okay, I see you living up to your name. Dami and Michael O. Okay, let's see the next question. Who is the current minister for leveling up committees? So this, if you've been listening to the news, you would know this. And if not, start listening to the news. Know what's happening around you. 3 seconds. And here we are. We got three people that got the answer correctly. Let's see who they are. Top Guy is still at the top, Dami and Michael O. Wow, this is a tough one this time. Right, final question. World leaders are meeting to discuss climate issues and COVID. Where are they meeting? Where around the world are they meeting to hold this interesting meeting about climate issue? Six people got that correctly. It's Rome. And let's see the podium and see. Ooh, in third place, we've got Elijah. Well done. Second, we've got Dami. And first, Top Guy. Top Guy, you made it to the top. You stayed there. And you've taken the lead. Well done to you all three. Please share your email and your choice of High Street voucher, okay? And thank you everyone for participating in that. I'm sure you had fun. And now we will be moving on to our second speaker, okay, who is Mr. Adegbeson. He will be talking about the effects of not choosing the right friends, okay? We'll be talking about the effect of not choosing the right friends. Please, Mr. Adegbeson, feel free. The floor is yours. Mr. Adegbeson, let me just correct that. My apologies, Mr. Adegbeson. The floor is yours. Thank you. Your voice is quite low. You sound quite distant. Yeah, it's just a bit faint. If you can increase your volume, please.
Oh, 1 minute.
Okay, hello, I think it's yes. Yeah, we can. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone on the platform. And then I would like to recognize the effort and the cognitive arrangement, the cognitivity of the first speaker, which is my humble friend or my brother, really. And I'm going to quickly mention some things here. Let us quickly remember that we need to avoid detention by all means. We should avoid getting into detention, not to have three in a year. If you are one of the youths listening to my voice, let us do as much as possible to avoid getting into trouble. We have looked at similar seminar here where we have talked about what is considered as battery, what you don't need to do, what you can do. We need to avoid this. If any friend is going to make you be subjected to court case, please don't get involved with them. And another thing again is that we know that friendship, as he has rightly said, it serves as if he's just reading some of my notes. We have looked at the characteristics of a good friend. We have looked at honesty, being truthful. If a good friend should have empathy, a good friend should have humor, should have support, it should be a reliable person. It should be loyal to you. Also have respect. We've talked about many things. Let me go concentrate on the effect of choosing a good, effect of having a bad or good friendship. When we talk about friendship, we don't talk about the, it could be between girls, it could be between boys, it could be the people you roll with. But before I will continue, I quickly want to just, I will look at the positive aspect of it, I'll look at the negative aspect of it. But before I continue, I'm going to introduce one of my, I'm going to introduce a brief, maybe 5 or 7 minutes for one of my, I've got a guy that is online here. He's going to share his experience. His name is Ali. He's going to share his experience in the prison where he has been and what friendship has caused. We deliberately brought him here so that kids, young people can learn from the experience. He's now a good guy, now clean. But what am I saying is that he's also, I was talking to him recently when I was delivering a lecture in one of the school he attends. So he started laying his experience. So let me invite you to a program like this and let people see what the outside world look like. Ali, are you there? We will need your video. Just put on good clothes and let's see your video. You know, yeah. Thank you. So I'm gonna mute now.
Solomon?
You can talk. Yes, you can talk now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. So when I was in school, I used to hang about with the wrong crowd. I used to know both which one the good crowd is and the bad crowd is, but I intentionally used to choose to hang around with the wrong side because it was fun, you know, messing around, everything, and I fell into a lot of trouble. Went to prison. And when I went to prison 4 times, when I come out, I couldn't find a job, but had no money. And the people that were doing well in school, they were getting better jobs. They were happy. I wasn't happy. And even now, I can only find certain jobs that are very low level, like manual work, nothing of a high position. So it's not nice. I wouldn't. So I've got family now, and I'm trying to keep them on the good path, but, and it's hard because they see the people that I hang about with and what they do. So they pick up on it. They know who's bad and who's good. And I would, if I had to go back to school, I would study. I really would study. I would do everything right. Yeah, my friends, when I went to prison, all of my friends, they forgot who I am. Even when some of my friends who are in prison now, I don't write to them or anything, because you really do forget them. It's not bad, but it is the way it is. You forget them. And one of my friends recently, in June, he passed away in prison at the age of 32. He had a heart attack. No one was there. No family was there for him. No one was there for him. You know, and you don't want to be like, there's no good coming out of doing bad stuff or crime. You don't get, yeah, you know, like, and then when I was young, I used to see people make money, so I thought I'll do the same as them. But I've got nothing. The people who were studying, who were doing everything right, have got more than me. You know, crime doesn't pay off. Being doing the wrong thing does not. It doesn't help. Nothing helps. I'm stuck now. I'm trying to get an education. Even if I do get an education, to find a job will be very hard. I won't be able to do anything, you know. And I wouldn't advise anyone to do anything like that. Seriously, there's no good. There's no goodness to it. Being in prison, I've got 6.5 years in total. I've spent in prison. No one, not my parents didn't visit me because it was hard for them to come. I was at one point. I was down County Durham, and no one visited me. And your partners leave you, your friends, they forget about you. There's nothing. You can't get anywhere by doing bad. I used to sell drugs, and out of 100 people who sell drugs, only one or two will make it. One or two will be successful in that line. Not everybody. You know, I was one of the ones who were unlucky, and 12 of my friends are still in prison for selling drugs, and one of them is going to be coming out next year. He's been in there for 12 years. 12 years is going to be. He's been in there. But everybody's left him. There's nothing for him. When he comes out, he's going to be living with his parents again if they take him back in, and he's going to carry on from step one again, finding a job, making money. It's too late to start anything. Life is too short to be doing bad all the time. There's no good to it at all like that.
Thank you, Ali. Do you think your friend have got positive impact on this, your issue, or they've not been able to help you? You just do things together?
You know, I've got, everybody has a lot of friends, but I'll say, for example, out of 20 friends, only two friends will really care about you, who will be happy for you when you're successful, who will be there for you when you need it, when you need them. And the others are just there. The others are around just for the sake of it. Like, if you're making money, they will be there because they want a piece of it. If you've got nothing, they're not there. They won't even call you, you know. And I realized the hard way who's a true friend and who's not. It's when you've got money and when you're doing well, everybody's there. Everybody will always be there. And it's so easy to get dragged into something bad because you think the success of it is immediate. But when you fall in trouble with the police, it takes away so much of your life. It's really bad. Yeah, being in prison, you can't.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you very much, Ali, for your and for that short, brief experience of life. And then thank you very much for that. What I will say now is that if anybody have questions at the end of the day, we'll come back and ask you. For now, just listen and enjoy. And then lastly, do you think that your parents have done some help to choose your friend where you are before you started getting into trouble, or you started getting into trouble by getting to wrong gang? How did that happen?
So, you know, one thing I say, parents will always, always, will always try to do good for you. They will always try and do like what benefits you. But as a teenager, you think you know better and you don't listen to them. You know, and that's where I went wrong. I didn't listen to them, and they told me who to hang about with, who's good, because they know and they have more experience, but I still didn't listen to them because I thought, you know, what do they know? They're from a different generation and I'm from the new era. So I was doing what I was doing, and when you do crime and you go to prison, it doesn't only affect you, it affects your parents, everybody, it affects everybody around you. And I was fortunate enough to be there for when my father passed away. I had two of my friends who were in prison while their father passed away, and they couldn't even come to the funeral because it happened so quick. You know, there was it happened so quick they couldn't do any arrangements to come to their funeral. That is sad. It's very sad, you know, and it happens to a lot of people. But I will tell you, parents always try to do good for their children, as I am doing for my children.
Thank you very much, Ali. Thank you. God bless you. I will speak to you later if you are still online, but if you can still hang on for like 15 minutes, we shouldn't be too long anymore. Thank you for your help. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah? Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. You can mute yourself now. Thank you. Just mute yourself. Thank you. Okay. That is just to show every one of us here that when we are talking about effect of choosing bad friends, choosing wrong group, this is likely the effect we are likely to get. I deliberately brought this man just to come and explain to you this life you think. You might think when your parents, I don't want to go to parental control now, or how parental can guide your choosing or your choice of your friendship. I don't want to go into that. Let me quickly talk about the effect. We have listened to that guy. Ali has explained all what happened, how it's, he didn't go into details. I don't want to go into details of everything, but just to show you that the reward of, that is everything you sow, you reap. There is reward for any action we take. If you choose a bad friend and they led you into a bad thing, and they led you and you continue to do it, and you don't, they're doing it. We are talking about, Tunji mentioned something about criticism. If your friend cannot criticize you well, constructive criticism, if your friend cannot say, what you are doing is wrong, then both of you are the same thing and doing the same thing. You will be landing in the same problem. So let me quickly go through my few points that I have here. That in fact, it will lead to destruction when you have a bad friendship. It will lead to destruction. There are some friends that you don't need them for a long time. There are some friends that you might not need them for, it's only for a short time. We have explained that criteria you can use to choose your friend. If they're not in the same like mind with you, what do you have in common? Of what that the darkness have got with light? What do you have in common? Because there are some friends that are selfish because they don't want to talk to somebody that they don't like. Don't be their friend because I want to be your friend. They are doing friendship for selfish motive. There are some friendship that will lead, because of jealousy. There are some people you don't need to associate yourself with. But we that we've got few little experience, we don't have everything all, we learn every day. But he has mentioned it now, the kids believe that they're in the youth, they're in the generation of online. Some choose friends online. They don't even know half of them, 50 million followers. They don't even know a quarter of them. And then you tell them your personal issue. So let me quickly, the good ones, don't let us just concentrate on the bad one alone. Let's talk about the good ones. The positive, the good friends, effect of that, you get good career guidance. You're going to, they've explained most of that. When you have similar interests, you are going to go forge ahead together. If there's no competition, the competition that should be there, it should be the striving to be best, not to strive to I mean, not the striving. Your competition should be, I'm scoring A, you are scoring A. I'm getting a job in this. I'm getting, that should be the competition. Although life is not a competition, everybody has got his own time. But your friends, show me your friends. I will tell you who you are. And you should remember that sometimes we've looked at self-examination. The criteria you should also follow in choosing online. One day, maybe Twinge is going to organize that. You know, online. This online generation that we have. So choosing friend online is another topic for another day. But let's talk about the physical friend that we see now. Positive effect. When you have a good friend, it's also good for your health. When you have a good friend, it's good. They can encourage you. They can support you when you need it. They can also, if they are reliable, they will be loyal to you. They will respect you. They will respect your person. They will respect your personality. All these are effects of a positive relationship or friendship, a good one. We know that bad manners corrupt the good ones. We know. Even if adults don't choose a good friend, he or she will mislead it. Not talk of the young ones. It's hard to get a good friend. Let me quickly explain that to you. It's very hard to get a good friend. A good friend that will not be jealous of you. A good friend that will be reliable. A good friend that will have empathy. That means when you need them, they can be ready there. It is hard. You are learning through this spheres of life. As you are learning through the everything's stages, you will start to know who's a good friend, who are the wrong one, which one are right, which one are wrong. But I don't want you to learn in an hard way. That's why I brought that guy to say, come and explain to them. This is what this have led to you. If he has been corrected, he said he didn't listen to the parents' guidance. He didn't listen. And when the problem happened, it affects everyone. Parents in the house. I'm sure you might know your responsibility now in ensuring you know who your children are rolling with. Don't ignore them. They might think they know it. They don't know Jack. They don't know. They think they know everything. Yeah, he's my friend. He can't disappoint me. He's my friend. Who told you don't have experience of life? You learn by experience anyway. By the time they disappoint you, I've seen some people, the effect of this bad friendship, some people committed suicide. Because a friend let them down in one way or the other. Or they got bullied. Or a friend said that, yeah, you are the one that you are wearing this Gucci shoe. All these are material things. Even picking things online and, you know, if you go to people's house, you know who they really are. I can pretend to go and find the proper place to do, you know, to portray myself. But you pick your friend based on materiality. You don't need to pick your friend based on materiality. What they have. No, you don't pick your friend like that. And I always say that, I think Tunji has collaborated with that. Choose your friend. Don't let your friend choose you. A friend must be willing to help. Let me quickly conclude with this because our time is fast spent. When you know you have a negative friendship or a wrong or a toxic relationship, these are the things it can show you. When they make you feel insecure, when your friends make you feel insecure, when you feel pressure to do the things you don't want to do, that means they are not your friend. I have to do this to make my friends happy. And you didn't want to do that initially. When you feel insecure around them, when you feel pressure to do things you don't want them, you don't initially wanted to do, yeah. When your friendship seems like one way street, you are only the one making effort. He's not willing. Know that friendship is not for you. Maybe you care for him or her, but they don't care in return. They don't care back. They don't care for you back. If you are putting more time and energy into the relationship. Friendship should be reciprocal. It should be both ways. I'm not saying money-wise. It should be both ways. If you are checking on me, I'm checking on you. Friendship that you know you don't need is that when the little bit get too jealous. I think Tunji has mentioned that too. When they begin to get jealous, then you know that you don't need that friendship again. We won't go too much about close friends this today or the one that is far away. In life, let me conclude this way. We are yet to experience many things. I know we are all young, the young ones on the house. But where you get all this benefit here is for you to be able to plan your life and make sure that you associate yourself with reliable people, with people that will not disappoint you, with people that you think they have the same vision like you. If you don't have anywhere I'm going, I used to give people parables. I can't just talk without not talking about church. I used to give people parables. I said, if you don't know what you want, people will force what you don't like on you. For example, give your shoe to a shoe cobbler. I just design a shoe for me. You don't have a specific choice. He will bring something for you. And you come back and say, I said, no, you didn't make a choice. So we need to make a choice. It's like we're buying something in a shop. Let's make a choice to have a good friend. And if it's not working, don't force it. Explain, my friend. Our friendship will not be able to continue. I have a different vision compared to what you have. Let me move on. It's not a do or die affair. It's not easy to do, but you might have to just say it. Don't pretend. Even if it's easy in the UK here, when you call people three times, they don't pick your call, you know that it's finished. You say, I called you last. Who called you last? I called you last. So you know that I don't need you again. Only pray that God will help us to choose wisely. And in conclusion, we need to remember that friendship, God wants us, we are here, human beings, to have friends, that's fine. But among the good ones, there are the bad ones. But we need to know how to move around with people that we call other human beings like us. And if you have any question, please feel free. I've listed some negative influences, negative effects in people's life, and how to trace, how to know if this friendship is really for me. Thank you very much for everyone that have listened. Thank you, Ali, for your contribution. Thank you, Tunji. Thank you for the moderator. I will speak to you shortly.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. And thank you for bringing in Ali as well. Now is a Q&A. So please bring in your questions or even contributions as well. If you have any questions or anything to, you know, to contribute, to add in regards to the topic that we're discussing, choosing your friends. Okay, just feel free to type it into the box, or you can just unmute yourself and say your contribution. Okay. Ali speaking is really powerful, because I believe that would also show the young people, not just saying it, but that is an evidence as well of the effect, the impact, and the importance of choosing the right friends and rolling with the right, you know, right group of people. Okay. I'm not sure if Ali is still, there's a question here that seems directed at Ali. So I'm not sure if he's still in here. But I'm hoping.
Let me get him to log in back. I'll text him to log in back.
Okay, please do. So pending the time, we're waiting for Ali to be able to ask him, because I've got some questions that are addressed to him. Guys, feel free to send your questions. You know, we've got the speakers. They can also they can also add to the questions or answer them. And like I said, if you have any contributions as well, just a comment or something that you want to just share, feel free to type that in if you don't want to mute your mic and just say it, okay? And friends, you know, like just some of the first presentation we did in regards to in celebration of Black History Month, there is also a Black mayor. He's the youngest mayor right now. He's 29 years old, of Haringey Borough in London. And I'm mentioning that to just be an inspiration as well for you guys out there to go for it. I think Ali is back now. Great. Ali, there is a question. Thank you for coming back. And thank you for sharing your experience as well. You know, it's very, very helpful. And I'm sure it's going to make a lot of impact for the young people in the house that may be swinging the wrong way in choosing a friend. So the question is, while you, what made you decide? You mentioned that you know, so I'm going to paraphrase the question. So you mentioned you know the good ones and the bad ones. Why did you choose to go for the bad ones?
It seemed more interesting. It seemed more interesting. If you know, in school, when you're young, you do everything for popularity, to be popular, and the good ones were always, you know, more in the background, and the naughty ones and the ones who were doing bad were more, they had more, they noticed more. You had more notice. You were recognized more. But that's where it started from. You know, it's just showing off, being popular, stuff like that. That's what it was.
So okay, so why do you think young people or some people find doing the wrong thing more attractive than doing the good things? What do you think may influence it? So there might not be like one answer that answers it all, but why do you think, you know, what are the reasons that you may, that may cause young people to find doing the wrong thing attractive and fun?
I chose it because I found that people were making easy money. The money was coming in easy. So it was like a group of friends were making money and the other ones were not. They were studying, whatever. And I thought, you know, everybody wants a bit of money. Everybody wants money from whenever you can. Whenever you can get money, you want money. So I went with them. Okay. And I found it easy, you know, and there wasn't, you know, I didn't need to study, I didn't need to do anything, I just had to do what I needed to do.
It just seems like an easy way out and a short-sighted vision rather than looking ahead.
Definitely. When you're doing it, it's easy, and it was like a shortcut, but then you're always looking, you're looking over your shoulder, or, you know, you've always got a worry of, if this happens, this happens. And when you, if I've seen it, if now that I'm working, even though I've got a limited choice of what I can do, I'm more free. You know, there's no worry. You know, it's more easy, but I just wish if I could go back to school, I would really study. I'm not even lying. I would really do.
Thank you for that, Ali. And just to highlight the key point from what you just answered, because I've got another question here that's just come up that I want to ask you. So guys, the highlight of one of the two highlights is avoid shortcuts. That's another indication. Anything that seems like a shortcut, there's no such thing as a shortcut to success or shortcut to prosperity or making money. You know, there's no such thing. Okay. And having a foresight, you know, don't just do things right in the moment and think, yeah, you can get away with it. So avoid shortcuts and anything that would not give you peace of mind. Like Ali said, he's having to look over his shoulders. When I'm sure whenever you hear the sirens of the police, your heartbeat is just pounding, you know. So guys, you know, that is another thing. Do things that
it's not only police, it's your own friends. You know, when in the life of that I was doing, if you're successful and your friends are doing the same thing, if they're not making enough, they get jealous. You have jealousy running in because you know, you're both doing the same thing, one person not doing well, and they will turn their back on you. They will be the ones who call the cops on you. I've seen it happen. We've had two factions in our friends who have fallen out over doing, like, in the same, they were doing stuff in the same area and one didn't like it with another. And they had a really big falling out.
Wow. You know, thank you for that, Ali. It just goes to show, you know, choose your friend rightly and you can avoid all these unfortunate experiences that Ali is kind to share with us and to, you know, sharing it to help others and help you guys not to make that decision as well, okay? But to choose better as he wished he had chosen better now, okay? So Ali, we've got another question here. It says from Simi, if you wasn't caught, would you still be selling drugs and committing crimes?
Yeah, you know, if I did, if I never got caught, I still would have been. I probably, I would. I, like I said, for example, out of 100 people, two people will be, two or three will be successful in that in that work of line. The rest, they'll get caught, or someone else will try to do something, or, you know, they will either get caught by the police, they will get murdered, they will get robbed, or something will happen to them. Only a few will make it. And are you going to gamble to be one of the few?
Okay. Ali, is it what you're saying is this on the path you chosen before, which was, you know, you now you wish you hadn't chosen it. It's really like a gamble. You would not advise anyone to choose that path of a gamble, gambling with your life and everyone around you, your loved ones as well.
Yeah, because, you know, when someone sees that you've got money, their mindset changes. They think, how do I make that money, or can I take it off them? You know, like, you don't only have to worry about the police, you have to worry about the people around you, how much you talk, how much you tell someone. You know, you have to worry about everything. I've had a few experiences where people have put a knife or a screwdriver through my throat to take stuff off me, and I've given it them. And if I was in a working life or educational part of my life, it would never happen. Very rare would someone want to take something off you like that, because no one ever thinks of, like, oh, I'm going to rob such and such a person. He's got money in his bank.
I guess you're not in the environment as well for that to sort of happen to you. So.
Because when you're committing crime, you can't put all your money in your bank, and people will know that this person doing well, he's got it somewhere in his house or somewhere in thingy.
Thank you, Ali, for answering that question. So here we have a comment, I believe a contribution from Abbey Jake saying, choose friends who exhibit good character. Choose your friends based on their values, not their status in society. Choose friends who are dependable. Choose friends who stand by and guide you when you need it. Choose friends who give you wise counsel. Okay, that is a powerful statement there. Thank you for that. That is a word of knowledge that it's good to definitely take hold of for every young person in the house. So we've got another question here that says, are you glad you got caught?
I am, because if I didn't get caught, I wouldn't be here. I don't think I'd be settled with the family. No way.
Thank you. Yeah, I can see you answer that in the chat as well. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And you know, thank you for coming back. If you need to go, I think we can release you, but you've been very, very helpful, and thanks for that. For everyone that also asked the questions, well done. And if you have any further more contribution, feel free to drop that in. If you have any further questions, please drop that in as well. As we'll be finishing off shortly the Q&A session. But this has been very, very helpful. And I'm sure a lot of the young people in here have learned something. They've learned, you know, the value and the effect. When you choose the wrong friends, you know, there are consequences. Every action has consequences. So before you take an action, think of the possible consequences. And then that would point you in the right direction, because when you think of the consequences, you can make a choice that, okay, are these the consequences I'm willing to live with or not? If you're not, then think twice and choose the right friends. Choose the friends that look like where you want to be or where you want to go. Choose the friends that are turning in the right path that you want to also get in, and you can you know, have a healthy competition with each other. Thank you to all the speakers today. Thank you to all the participants as well. Thank you for being involved, and to all the winners as well. I'm sure you have thought of what to, which high street voucher to choose, and yeah, you would enjoy it. And while you enjoy your high street voucher, think of Manchester Youth Empowerment Club, okay, and spread the word. And we have this every month, by the way, so feel free to join again next month. We would we'll let you know what we'll be talking about, and invite your friends, and they can invite another friend, a friend of a friend, okay. Thank you very much, everyone. If there's no further questions, we would say thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everyone. Take care all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Thank you, Ali.
No problem. Thank you. Good. Thanks for having me.
Good man. Bye. Good man. Thank you. Bye.